Hi everyone and welcome to our latest podcast. I'm your host Barry Robertson and today I'm with the lovely Kirsty Malone. How are you, Kirsty?
Hello, thank you, lovely. Yes, that's me.
Welcome to
I'm very
autumn.
Well. Thank you. I know, it's totally changed like so suddenly. The nights are fair drawn in, as they say.
And freezing cold. Kirstie.
It is freezing cold and I have to say I've just got over a cold myself, so I'm hoping that's me had it for the autumn now.
I'm hoping that I don't have one. I did have one sneeze.
I'll try not pass it down to you over the phone.
So for those that have never met you, Kirstie, can you tell us just a little bit about yourself and what you've been up to lately?
Yeah, sure. Well, I am a singer and an actor and also a educator. I teach sort of community drama and arts as well. So in terms of performing, lately I've just been doing some kind of gigs, a similar kind of Broadway songs. I'm also in a group actually called the St Andrew Sisters and we do like 1940s kind of swing stuff. So we had some gigs over the Edinburgh Festival, which was fun. And the summer as well, I did a project at the Citizens Theatre, a new musical that they're developing.
Oh, wow.
So that was all very exciting. It was great. Yeah, I love being part of that.
What was that like, the development of it? What was it like? Was it different?
Yeah, it was really great because when you're part of a development, you're part of the creative process rather than just coming in to a musical that's already written and been done 10,000 times. You know, you can put in, you know, you're creating the character essentially, and you know, you can change the music, you know, you can say, oh, I think this sounds better or whatever. So it's a much more creative process, so it's really great, I think, for that. And I really loved it. It was based on the film A Matter of Life and Death.
Ooh.
So I don't know if people have heard of that film. It was quite a big film in the 40s. It's an old film, but a really, really good film. I would urge anyone to watch it if they've not seen it. It's kind of ahead of its time.
Yes.
So yeah, it's basically a musical of that film, which is pretty cool. So we'll see. It's kind of like watch this space. Don't really know what's happening with it, but fingers crossed for
some
more in
touch
the future. other than that, doing a lot of teaching as well, and I'm away with Scottish Opera actually soon for some schools work. So we're going and doing opera with the primary seven.
So are you coming down to Ayrshire?
Do you know, we actually are. Yeah, we are coming to Ayr. I think maybe the week after the gig, actually. Going to be in, I can't remember what schools it is, but I think it's Ayr.
Okay.
And I'm up in Elgin first, up in Inverness. So yeah, travelling all over the place.
So you're getting about.
So, yeah. Yes, I am, indeed.
So, Kirsty, this is going to be, I think, off the top of my head, your fourth performance with us at A Night of Broadway at the Harbour Arts Centre. What is it like to perform at the Harbour Arts Centre doing small shows like this compared to other performances that you do throughout Scotland?
I love it. I love coming to Harbour Arts Centre. I think it's got such a nice atmosphere. Like, the staff are brilliant for a start. That's always number one. You come in and they're so friendly. You know, you get lovely dressing rooms. You know, it's just, it's really professionally run. And I love the space because it's quite small. Like, it's quite intimate. So you feel like, you know, you can really connect with the audience. Every single one that I've done, the audience have been amazing. Like, they're all so up for it. And you can just tell that they really appreciate, you know, that they're getting access to something like this. And yeah, it's just a really wonderful atmosphere. I really do enjoy doing them. And I hope, you know, I'm sure it will be the same next time. Everyone's like singing along and it's just, yeah, just great audience. And that is such a joy.
No, it's a joy. It's such a magical moment when you go into that space and they connect with you and you feel as though you're on that journey with them. And I think that's what the Harbour Arts Centre shows in that really small environment, that you're all in it together when you're performing it. It's lovely.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell us about what songs that you might be singing on the night. Can you
well, perhaps. There's still a couple to be confirmed, but definitely a little ones that people know, I'm sure. Maybe they've heard before. Maybe a couple of ones not as sure of, but I think it's good to have a mixture.
No, that's true. We can definitely see the Rocky Horror Show, because Halloween. That's totally
obviously
Halloween.
Halloween, Rocky Horror, and also a little bit Les Mis is standard as well.
I'm doing a little bit of Les Mis. Are we
Are
doing the
you?
same song?
Not do the same song. I very much doubt it, but it'd be very funny if we were. And yeah, so just watch this space. So hopefully, something to suit everybody's taste, because obviously there's four singers, so surely there'll be a song in there somewhere that that they enjoy.
Now, with Halloween coming up, do you
have any traditions? What's your favourite film? What do you dress up? Do you go out scaring your neighbours? Or what is Kirsty Malone's traditional Halloween?
Not so much now. I mean, I'd love to go out still scare the neighbours. do it daily. Love to watch Little Shop of Horrors. Is one of my favourite musicals.
Yeah, and it's going back out in tour.
It is, yes. And also The Addams Family as well. I love The Addams Family growing up, watching the series. Which is now obviously a musical, which is also going out on tour next year, which I auditioned for, but didn't get the job. Great that it's going out on tour. It's exciting to come over from Broadway. So I think there's quite a lot of good songs in that. But I do like dressing up. I'm not going to lie. I think last Halloween, when we did the gig, I did kind of go to town with the dressing up.
Are you dressing up? I'm thinking of dressing up.
Oh, I might have a little flavour, just a little flavour of Halloween. So
I was thinking of going all out this year.
Oh, please do.
I'm not going to tell you what, though. It's going to be a nice surprise.
A little bit surprise.
So if anybody that's thinking about coming after listening to this podcast and they're not sure, they've never been before, what would you say to them to get them to come along?
Oh, well, I would say definitely come along. There's nothing to lose. I mean, it's a great night out. You know, otherwise you're sitting in front of the telly watching X Factor on a Saturday night, which is absolute rubbish. You can come and sit, like, listen to four singers live.
With a G&T in hand.
Experience. Yeah, exactly. G&T in hand, you know, and you're going to get a quality performance from each of them. And it'll just be a good, fun night out, really. Yeah. And I think a great way to spend your Saturday night. And if you're a fan of Musical Theatre, obviously, it's just a perfect opportunity, because I don't think, you know, you get enough anywhere really of like coming to hear songs. You know, it's all in London or it's in Glasgow. You know, it's all centrally located, but you know, we're coming to you to sing for you, so I think, you know, come and support it.
Yeah, and also Duncan's, that's situated in the Harbour Arts Centre, do a 2-course meal for £10 or a 3-course meal for £13, so it's a really good cheap night out.
That is great. The food's delicious as well, I have to say.
I was in there the other day and I had the salmon and it was to die for. I loved
it. Great. Yeah, the food's great.
Now, for anybody who's watching and wanting some more information, check out our Facebook page, as our website's currently getting redeveloped. But on it, you will find out, on our YouTube pages as well, you'll get backstage interviews, some bloopers, you'll see our Halloween trailer for this up and coming show. So just check it out. If you're looking for tickets, they're £13 each, and you can book them through our Facebook shop or online via the Harbour Arts Centre. Or you can phone the Harbour Arts Centre on 01294 274059 and check out the links below this podcast interview. Thank you so much, Kirsty. Appreciate you talking to us tonight. And thank you, listeners, for listening.
Thank you. Bye.